You have chickens, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
What do you call it when the hen is sitting there on top of the nest?
Roosting.
Okay. And any particular name you might give to the hen? It's a blank hen if it's roosting.
Lane. Starting.
And what do you keep the chickens in?
Chicken pan. Chicken coop.
And could you describe it?
This is a different kind. Like most of them are in our house. They have good chicken wire. And then a big fence in place. And then like at our house we have a little barn. Little chicken house. Has a chicken house. And it's made out of wood and it's kind of door. And it's got boards all the way across, you know. It's not solid boards, it's just got like maybe five boards across from the top of the roof to the bottom, you know, going sideways. And that's where they roost at night, you know, going in. And then we've got another place right beside it, and we've got a big board from like fence, the chicken fence to the barn, to the house. And under it we got the feeder, chicken feeder in the water, all from all that stuff. We don't go underneath. And then we have a tree in there so they can get up from the tree. Or I don't know if they have anything to
do. Whatever chickens do in their time.
Yeah. It's strange though. I never really thought about it until suddenly my dad was working in my car a lot, doing, you know, different stuff. He was working at night, so I would have to feed the chickens some. And you go out there, and in the middle of the day, they'd be in the tree, just sitting in the tree. And it just went in and out. What about you get old, but I guess not.
Would a chicken coop be for all the chickens? Or for, say, the mother hen and the little chicks, and leave the old rooster outside the chicken coop?
Well, we usually do is put a hen that's fattened in another pen, and you know, until she's gonna hatch out the eggs, you know, the chicken eggs hatch, and then let her stay in there with them, you know, for a little while, until like, you know, maybe 3 or 4 weeks, until they grow up some, and then they put them in the pen. That's fine.
Yeah.
What we do.
Well, of course. Thanksgiving is coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And you know,
it's out.
You know, yeah, really.
Okay.
I'm cooking.
Yeah. From Thanksgiving to Christmas, I bet I gained 50 pounds.
Are you kidding? What would, you know, when you have turkey,
mm-hmm.
you know, the what kids break apart? When, you know, the superstition, you pull, it's part of a bone.
Pulley bone?
Mm-hmm. And you heard a wish, I've always called it wishbone.
Yeah, I've called it pulley bone.
Okay.
I've called it wishbone.
What kind of superstitions are associated with the, you know, pulley bone?
Okay, the one who gets the shortest one is supposed to get their wish, they're supposed to make a wish while they break it, and the one who gets the shortest end, the wish comes true, and then it's then, of course, it's the other way around. Some of them believe you get the big end, the wish will come true.
Yeah.
And then, of course, when the girls do it, usually they say, well, when it gets the shortest, then you get married first, or something like that, you know.
Okay.
It's all kind of based out there.
Any names that you might have for the longer and the shorter pieces? And talking about pigs and whatnot, what was